You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Tomorrow night, Kalamazoo College student Grace Gilmore will perform the one-woman show 2.5 Minute Ride by award-winning playwright and Kay College alum Lisa Crone. The play flips between a day at Cedar Point Amusement Park with Crone's colorful family and Crone's visit to Auschwitz with her father. Along with several other German teens during World War II, Crone's father lived as a refugee in the United States while his parents were sent to a ghetto and later the concentration camp. Grace Gilmore says Crone's show is all about finding the humor, even in the darkest places.
For instance, the moment she walks into the first concentration camp, she compares it to a college campus. She finds herself saying, you know, these red brick buildings, these swaying birch trees, and this beautiful wrought iron fence. Well, what it says is Arbeit macht frei. And those are the words we all know stand for this concentration camp. But when you think about, wow, you know, here nothing looks like it happened. You have to use your imagination to picture what happened here. And then she, you know, goes on to say, at one point, she's hungry during this trip, you know, offers other people a cracker. And when they say, no, you know, we can't eat here, she defiantly shoves it in her mouth. So it's really smart writing. And I think it's really honest writing because I think that's how, you know, I don't think we all just react to an event in horror. I think we react to it in a multitude of emotions. And I think she finds a really great wide range of those.
They're all on this ride to Cedar Point. Why did she choose to match that along with this trip to Auschwitz?
I think that the roller coaster aspect is really what moves 2.5 Minute Ride. So the reason it's called 2.5 Minute Ride is because that's the runtime of a roller coaster at the park. You know, the low points, the moments when you can't help but scream or gasp or cry or feel sick. And I think that those moments and the ups and downs you feel in just 2.5 minutes is a great kind of representation of the ups and downs you feel when you're going through that kind of thing with your father. You know, when she goes to Auschwitz, she feels the relief of it being over. She feels the happiness of having done this with her father, but it's mixed with the emotion of absolute terror, you know, of looking at death in the face like you would look as if you're going straight down on a roller coaster. So I think that it's a really important metaphor that she chose.
What are some things that you're finding challenging about doing this one-woman show as opposed to interacting with other people, other characters?
I think I lucked out in the sense that there are kind of other characters written into this piece, but I still find myself struggling, you know, am I just standing up here talking to myself when there are all these other characters in the show? So I've spent a lot of time kind of separating voices. Whose voice is what and where does it go and how does it interact with the other voices in this piece? I think the other challenge is that you just don't know what it looks like for a long amount of time. You know, people say, how is it going? Well, I don't really know yet. I'm not quite sure how it's going. So it's a lot of, you know, practicing in front of a mirror. How does that look? How does that seem? Hey, can you watch this scene? A lot of that. So it's challenging, but it's nothing that can't be overcome.
How does it feel doing this play that is actually not only an award-winning playwright, which I'm sure that you're used to, but a K College alum?
It's almost like a whole new level of pressure, you know, because I think she's so close to this piece. This is, first of all, such a personal piece in the writing itself, that you can't help but want to succeed for her and for the people in this piece. But I think also it's interesting to be on the stage that she was on at one point, you know, to be in spaces that she was. And to hear, you know, stories from my parents and people who graduated with her, who, you know, I've been around since I was little, and kind of hearing those personal stories about her and being like, you know, she loved to improvise, she loved comedy, and kind of finding out where our styles really jive.
That was Kalamazoo College student Grace Gilmore talking about playwright and Kalamazoo College alum Lisa Crone. Gilmore will perform Crone's play 2.5 Minute Ride at Kalamazoo College's Nelda K. Balch Playhouse. To hear the full interview with Gilmore and a bit of the monologue, visit our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.